Okay, so we're kind of somewhat back in the Sefes game again. So the Shtaro stuff is now going to be more from Shaka Vitaria as opposed to from the abstract, but it's going to be very relevant, so don't worry. All you guys are like, no, we got to have more Shtaros. There will be more Shtaros. Yeah, so this is going to start with the Gemara, and then we'll get back to the Shtaros. So I just copied it over here a little bit. Right, Itmar, Amar La Sara, Kisvu Get Leishi. Tell 10 people and you say, go and write again. Amar B'Yochanan, Shnayim Yishim Eidim. We know, Alpi Shnayim Eidim, Yakum Davar, you only need 2 Eidim. So when it says, 10 of you, go and write again, you really only need 2 of them to be Eidim. Right? V'kulam Yishim Tanai. And the other 8 are there because he made a Tanai that you better have 10, you know, all 10 of you need a sign, otherwise it's not a good get. So they got a sign because he made a Tanai that he wants all of them to sign. Rish Lakish Amar, Kulam Yishim Edim, and they're all chayv to sign as Edim. Hey, they're all Edim, there are 10 Edim here. Hechidami, what's going on? Ilim Adilo Amar Lahem Uluhu Kulchem. Right? If he just goes to 10 people and he says, oh, write a get, so then, right, the minimum number of necessary people will go and write it. Okay, fine. Right? He said, all 10 of you got to do it. Fine. Great. So far, so good. My benayu, what's the difference? Because you need all 10 of them to sign, but you don't need them to all meet the requirements of Eidos. Right? Because Eidim all need to sign on the same day, because otherwise it's a like, get mu'uchar. Right? One of them turns out to be possible for Eidos. The other 8 aren't actual Edim, so even if one of them is puzzle, we're fine. But if they're all 10 of them are Edim, then Edus Shabbatla Mitzasa Batla Kula. Right? We have a rule that Edus Shabbatla Mitzasa is Batla Kula. If you have Edus of, let's say, 5 witnesses who come together and one of them turns out to be puzzle, then it passes the entire cat of Edim. Echasim Betchila Karavu Puzzle. Amri la kasher, but amri la pasal. If at the top of the list, the first 2 are pasal, then there are some people say it's kasher and some say it's pasal. Amri la kasher, tonight have them, right? And you could just use the other ones. So even if the first 2 are pasal, right, they're only signing because of tonight, and the real kasher edim are the ones who are the real edim, right? And amri la pasal, asi lechluve v'sharos da'alma, which is a strange phrase which we're going to deal with on Sunday. Right? What's it mean? Why don't we say apostle? Because they're apostle. Yeah, all right.
Is this Amri La, or whatever it is that according to one of the opinions? Or is that like one according to Reish Lakish, one according to...
I think they're both within Rabbi Yochanan. That even though the other ones are Tanai, the top 2, you know, are the ones we sort of are presuming are going to be the Edim. And therefore, it's, you know, it's going to be problematic if one of them are possible. Even though it turns out really the other ones were the kosher ones and those are the possible ones, it's still an issue. Right? That's within Rabbi Yochanan. According to Reish Lakish, the pashas would definitely be a problem because some of the Edim are possible and you need 10 Edim. Okay? So just the first interesting thing is that when the Gemara says that, you know, where Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish have this argument, what exactly are they arguing about? Right? Why are they arguing? Right, before we get into sort of the mechanics of it all, right? When I say, oh, you know, Rabbi Yochanan says it's a Tanai, and Reish Lakish says in their Edim. What's the issue, right? Like why, you know, why are they arguing? You could always say, oh, because Reish Lakish is just sort of playing devil's advocate. Or that's just their opinion, right? Or, right, they're always you could say, yeah, they're arguing because they're trying to figure out what the guy's really thinking, right? So Rashi says, Rabbi Yochanan, Shnayim Niskavim Lachtivo L'Shem Edim. Right, he wants only 2 of them to sign as Edim. V'Kulam Lo Hichtimbo Ela Levaisha B'Rabim. Right, he's a nasty guy. He sort of wants to make it a big public, you know, public affair. So he has these other people come in and do it. So you know, so it's sort of more embarrassing. Okay? And Beir Shlach says, Kula, Mishum Edim Niskave Lahachtimam. Right? Basically, you know, Rosh Hashanah is such a bad guy. He wants all of them to be Edim because he wants, you know, he doesn't know that 2 Edim and 10 Edim are the same thing. He's like, oh, I want as many Edim as possible. You know, I don't want anyone to come to me afterwards and say I didn't give a get and I'm not a good guy. You know, I followed all the forms down to the last bed and here are my 100 witnesses to that effect. Something like that, right? But according to Rashi, the whole machlokes is about exactly what, you know, what the guy intended, right? So just as like as a side point, so for Rashi, Rashi says, oh, like what's the machlokes here? Rashi says, this is what machlokes about, right? What his intent was. Right? Well, what did he mean? Which is reasonable. Not that, you know, you can have that sort of machlokes. The other extreme. What would the other extreme be?
I can't see the green at all. Do you have another color?
Yes. I'll use black. I think I have an eraser. Can I have an eraser? Oh, well, I can't see anything. Yeah. He says, evaluating is intent. Right? So that's one way to put it. What could you say is sort of like the exact opposite? It's kind of like the exact opposite. I think it's the exact opposite. You speak like Gabriel, you're muted, Shina. It looks like Gabriel is.
Can you repeat the question, please?
Right. So Rashi says, oh, Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yochanan Meshlakish is whether or not. You know, what did he mean, right? Was he niskaving the X or was he niskaving the Y? Fine. Right? That's our option number one. What's the opposite way of looking at it?
What are the AD niskaving to when they're signing?
No, because our question here, their machlokas is about, you know, what are the AD supposed to do? We don't really care what the AD want. That's an important question. Right? Which is like, even if he meant it as tonight, should we parcel it based on the fact, well, the Edom don't know that necessarily. That's a very good question. But I'll say more, right? It's not a question of what does he want, but what can he do? Let's say we know what he wants. He wants all 10 of them to sign, right? So if they're all signing on where it says witnesses, he wants them to all be witnesses. But maybe that's irrelevant, right? I mean, maybe that just doesn't make sense. I can say, oh, it's all very nice that he wants all of them to sign as witnesses. That's a meaningless like thing to say. Even if he wants it, maybe Rabbi Yochanan would say, well, that's not going to work. Right? You can't make them all be Edim. 2 Edim are, you need 2 Edim. Those are the Edim. The rest are just there because you wanted me to shove them all in. You said sign as Edim, but that doesn't change the reality. Okay? Which means that Rabbi Yochanan, sorry, might say, well, actually, you could. If you demand 10 Edim, you can do that. Okay? And sort of in between, the other option, this is he wants Edim, but will that work? Right? We know he wants Edim. Right? And the Yochanan says, you know, who cares, basically? Right? Can't make me. Like, the class of can't make me, you know? Well, I want you, but I don't care. Can't make it. And Rish Lakish says, like, okay, you know, well, he wants it. It works. Like, he can demand that. We'll get to exactly why. And in between could be, he said is our construal. Okay? Now, the concept there is basically, you have reality, and sort of like, I like getting back to this every once in a while, right? You have reality. Reality exists. People do all sorts of things, right? When it comes to the law, we need to conceptualize and construe what people are doing as fitting within legal categories, right? It's almost like the Rambam says, "Kol d'matan Torah." You know, how are you megarish? You just say, "Okay, you know, goodbye." Before matan Torah, have you get married? You say, "Let's get married," and you know, you move in together, and you're done, right? Post matan Torah, there's a formal process, right? There are legal categories which you're trying to enter. Therefore, there are legal steps that you need to take in order to do so. So in sort of like a very broad parallel, the guy says, "I want 10 of you to sign," right? What does that mean? What does he want? Does he want them, is it a tenai? Is it edus? The answer is it's neither. He wants the 10 of them to sign, right? He's not the biggest lamdin. He doesn't know what he wants, right? He doesn't have a clear legal conception of exactly what he's doing. He's making a demand. Now our job or our problem is he made this demand. How do we translate that into, right, halachic categories? Right? He said, "I'm not, you know, only giving the get if you all 10 of you sign." So Rish Lakish construes that as, okay, if he wants all 10 of them to sign, then he wants them all to be even, right? And Rabbi Yochanan could say, well, that's not really a very meaningful thing to say, right? When you want 10 people to sign, it can't be that all 10 of them need to be the Edim, because you only need 2 Edim, right? So the legal category that's going to default into, it's almost a question of what does it default to, would then be, he's made it tonight that all 10 of them won't need a sign, right? Otherwise, he doesn't have das to be megarish. But the actual Edos is going to follow the rules of Edos, not the rules of what this guy wants, right? So it's a little bit in between these two questions, right? If he really, really wanted all 10 of them to sign, maybe he could say, okay, you know, I only want to give a get if all 10 of you sign. But the question is, when he makes this abstract statement, I want 10 of you to sign, what does that default into in terms of its legal construal? Okay? Which is always just a big problem that you have, right? Two people, you know, have some sort of monetary interaction, you have to then break it down into some sort into legal categories. But when the people did it, they didn't necessarily think, oh, you know, I'm doing a chalos kinyan and I'm doing like a chalosis chayvos to do whatever, right? He's thinking, okay, I'll do this if you do that, and then they, you know, I don't know, they spit shake on it. Is that a kinyan? Is that like a kinyan sitonta? Is it like a kinyan siddar? Is it like, is there das mischayev there? You know, they're like, I don't know what a das mischayev is, but we spit shook on it. Now you have to conceptualize, right? How do we construe a spit shake in halacha? Okay, so that's just important, right? So you can go all the way from the question of the machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish is about evaluating his intent. We just want to know what's going on in his head, right? We could say it's a question of legally what's possible, and then we have this in-between case with it's not a question necessarily of what he meant and what's legally possible, but where those two things meet, right? How do we combine what his unformed intention and what's legally possible in a way in which we've manifested this sort of practical amorphous reality in halachic terms. Okay, so that's,
Can't we assume that there's like enough communion between 10 Edim and a case where you make up a kinyan because within it there is kosher Edim, it's just above and beyond in a way that we're not necessarily sure about.
Yeah, I mean, the question of construal is more, I'm just giving that as like a broad parallel example, not, right, the nafkaminas are going to be very different between the two. I'm just trying to say how, like, you have these people, they do something, and then suddenly we need to manifest it. In the case of, like, the kidney thing, you also have fewer options, or you have more options and less options, in the sense that you're trying to figure out exactly, like, what, you know, monetarily happened. Here's the question, sort of, like, oh, what should we do? What does he want us to do? You have a little more to work with. Okay, that's just like a very general methodological point, which is very, very important in a lot of sugyas, is how much are we dealing with like figuring out what's going on in his head, how much are we dealing with what is possible, and how much are we dealing with the meeting of those two, where we want to translate practical reality as clearly and as accurately as possible into the halachic realm. Okay, fine. Moving right along. So we have two options, right? I have the option of it being a tenai. How clear is this? We have the option of it being a tenai, which is a real one. And we have that in the Shita of Reish Lakish, right? So the basics of Rabbi Yochanan are pretty clear, right? Give me the Tanai. The Tanai is, I want you all 10 to write, to sign, and otherwise I'm not being Megarish. Classic Tanai. Wow. What's going on with Reish Lakish? I think that's the more interesting question, right? Why do you need 10 Eidim? How does that really work? So, and also, how could you demand that? Right? What does that even mean? So one option is to say, if we have a Tanai, it works based on, right, it's a Tanai, right? Classic Tanai, you make a Tanai, you can say whatever you want. When I say I need 10, you know, all these Eidim for Reish Lakish, why do I need it? So what's sort of the easiest way to say, oh, well, you need these 10 Eidim. Why do you need the 10 Eidim? Fine, they're Eidim. The rules of Eidim apply. Why do they need the rules of Eidim apply? So one extreme you can go to is to say that Reish Lakish also agrees that it's a Tanai. Right? He can't make everything, the rules different. Again, only needs 2 Eidim. So why do you need 10 Eidim here? So the answer could be is that you don't. You have 2 Eidim and 8 more people who need to fit the criteria of Eidim. Right? Maybe it's really just, also, it's a Tanai that says, pretend they have 10 Eidim. Right? Maybe the whole mechanism by which we're working is actually the same as Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, oh, you said 10 of you were assigned, so 10 of them need assigned, right? But only 8 of them are just doing that because of the Tanai. Reish Lakish might say, yeah, but the whole time it was all 10 of you should sign as Eidim, right? So you have to sign, we have to sign pretending to be Eidim. Now, in which case, all of the Din of Eidim would apply, but not because they actually apply, but because of the Tanai obligates us to pretend as if they're Eidim, right? Or more accurately, the Tanai is sign as if you are Eidim. In which case, right, they would have to meet the criteria of Eidim, because otherwise you aren't kind of Tanai, but they're not really Eidim. Okay? And then, in theory, right, our Nafkamina over here, right, the Nafkamina is kind of interesting, right? Amala Asar Kisugela Ishti. And then the Gemara says, oh, you have 2 Nafkaminas, right? What if you sign them on different days? Or if some of them are possible? Right? Inamiki Gonshin Nimsa Echamim Karabu Pasol, Madam Ramisham Tanai Kasher, the Madam Ramisham Eidim Pasol. Ichasim Betchila Karabu Pasol, Amrila Kasher, Amrila Pasol. Amrila Kasher Tanayu, Amrila Pasol, Asilachuli Vishdar Da'am. Right? But it's sort of like interesting that, oh, what's the Nafkamina? The first Nafkamina we jump to is if they sign on different dates. Right? Inamiki Gonshin Nimsa Echamim Karabu Pasol. Why is like that the second one? I always thought that was a bit strange. Right? I would have thought, oh, if they're Pasul Eidim, that should be the most obvious Nafkamina, if they're Eidim versus a Tanai. Right? That's the biggest Chiddush also. Another one is, oh, if they sign on different days, that's gonna be fine. So it could be that we're kind of saying, oh, if they signed on different days, it wouldn't really be a Shtar Muchar. In fact, I could say, if there are 10 Eidim, but 2 of them already signed, it's not a Shan Muchar anymore. Because in terms of the Eidos, there's already Eidos there. You're right, he demands more. But that's not fundamentally a problem. He just says he wants 10 Eidim. So fine, have 10 Eidim signed. Right? It could be almost that you're going to be more stringent because you have a Tanai that says you have to pretend as if they're all the necessary Eidim. And then, oh, I have to have them all signed by Yomo, because that's what real Eidim, if there are only 2, would have to do. But pretend that these 2 are 10. No, that's just one way of looking. So then you can say, oh, you need 10 Eidim because an external Tanai says pretend you have Eidim. Okay? That's one. Option number 2, which is relatively similar, right? It's his Das Mishayim. It's not fully a Tanai, but he only has Das. So the only way you're going to get the Das Mishayim is if he says, oh, you know, I want you, all 10 of you to sign as Ethan. If they don't do it, right, then they're not really reflecting his das inside. So it's similar, it's sort of like a tenai. It's more of like a selective das, but same kind of similar concept. But then it's not just that they don't have to pretend to be Ethan. They actually are signing as Ethan in order to fulfill his das. Okay? So it's like a lesson pretending to be Ethan, but they're really Ethan, right? But I guess, you know, in order to das is high, it's only for selective, let's say, selective. Das is high only if they're actually gonna sign as Ethan. Okay. What's the more interesting option? At least to me, more interesting to me option. Right, it's going to be that somehow by saying I need 10 Eden, right, he can get away with changing the rules. When he says I want 10 of you to sign as Eden, the get doesn't work, and it's not Ethos until you have 10 Eden. Right? You need, right, you can change the rules. Right? He's changed the Ethos rules to require that we have actual 10 Eden. Now, can we do that? Warning, there's going to be another sort of split. So let's look at the, why is that good? Because that can explain why we need them all to sign Bioma. Right? It basically says there are no Edim here, or no Edos, until you have 10. Normally, if you have 8 Asad, is that Edos? No. Here, for some reason, he's allowed, as the Baldavar, let's say, he's allowed to change the rules of Edos and demand that the standards of Edos are 10 Edim. And until then, there are no Edim at all. Right? And then, if they don't sign Biyomo, then it's actually a Shtar Mulchar. Right? Our Nafkmina here of kosher, right? Because there already is Edos. Because there's no Edos, and then it's actually a Shtar Mulchar, even though there are already 5 Edom on it. Okay, so is that possible? So the Gemara in Shavuot is talking about a totally different case. You have a halva, and part of the sort of tonight in the initial halva is that he will only pay back in front of Edom. And these specific two Edom, right? Reuven and Shimon. Hahud Amar Elechav, right? Ki paratim paran li ba'ape Reuven v'Shimon v'oza upire ba'ape trei me'alma Amar Abaya ba'ape be'trei Amar lei ba'ape be'trei pare. So Abaya says, look, you had the obligation to pay back in front of two witnesses, and you did. Different witnesses, but at the end of the day, you paid him back in front of witnesses. Right? He said, no, pay me back in front of Reuven and Shimon so that you can't, push me off, right? And say, oh, no, I have different aid. Okay, so says, how do we understand that, Gemara? What's going on, right? Are we saying that he can invalidate the other guy's witnesses? So Rabbeinu Chananel says, right, Mistaber kach ta'im parati'cha ba'ape sahadi achrini v'holcho l'medina saya. Aval I itminu misadi depare lo amarav adol masan mehem, right? The machlokas of Rabbeinu Abaya is in a case where the guy says, oh, I have 2 edim, but they're not around. I paid you back, but the edim went to Portugal. So sorry, can't bring them in. Okay. So Rava says, well, the whole point was so you have to use my edim because otherwise you're going to claim that who knows what, right? So therefore, we require you to actually bring the edim. But if you actually brought edim that you paid back, of course we trust them. Okay. Similarly, in the Rambam, Hadin Emesh in Bo Edim Sheparo Bifneim Niftar. The Inkan Makom Chashash. Of course, if you had actual Edim that you paid back, we wouldn't care that they weren't Reuven and Shimon. Aval vada yim amar bifnei ploni uploni, hu hifsid al atmo shapara bifnei achirim v'hofulem. Right? But the whole deal is that I'm only going to trust you that if you say, oh, I paid back in front of, you know, Reuven and Shimon, oh, but Reuven and Shimon went to Portugal. Right? But if you say, I really have Edim, they're just not around conveniently, and then of course he's not trusted. Aval yim bo v'hin idu shaparo, and kan beis v'chosh, kazeh roi l'don v'horos. Of course, if you have an actual Edim that you paid back, I can't come and say, oh no, you didn't pay me back. It says the Rif, that the case that Rav and Abaye are arguing about, Rava says that we don't trust the other Edim. Ki hefi de lo lidche, af al gav, isninu l'sahadi, gaban, umishadi de pare. We have the actual Edim standing in front of us, and they're testifying that you paid back. The lo mekabli minayu kla, elo rina le zil pare, timikan pasal luhu dam, kamanda pasal luhu dam. It says, if we pass on them. It says, if we said that those Edom are puzzle Edom, like Abbe this Edom. Okay? Says the Rif. No. Rava says, if in the beginning, of, right, when the Halva happened, he said, I'm only going to accept these two Edom, and the other guy agreed, then he can only pay back in front of those two Edom. And if he doesn't, then it's as if his Edom are puzzle. Which means at the sort of the outset of a process, you can change the standards of Edoms. Now, the Ramban is kind of is bothered by that. And what he says is, Vani Omer, look at the Vrezeh, but look at the Vrezeh. Elahecha de Amr lei mehemnis alai ki beitrei. Kolhecha de Omer slo parana afa gav de asu beitrei. Va Amri kaman, odilei de pare. Va Omer loho desi, velo parati neman. If the guy says in the beginning of the whole halva, I trust you, Mr. Lender, to say that I didn't pay back, even if there are Edim who say that I did, right? Then you're basically giving him a special right that he can always collect as long as he claims that he was not paid back. That's the basis of this halva. Avaman da Amar Lohi from Ela ba'ape ploni uploni v'asas adi v'amru de'odi le'neman. Sharei lo paslan el lo oso piram. V'ho'o mishum t'na'o heim psulim. In the chavo el ma'a shahit me'alav. V'ochi yad ba'ashtar ala tachtona. Right? If he only says, oh, pay me back only in front of A and B, and you have other witnesses that I paid back, so I paid back, right? I can prove that I paid back. Right? You can say, oh, pay me back in front of those people, but you can't, you know, make all the witnesses, it'll change the standards of what Edus. Right? So you basically have three options. According to the Rambam, can you change the rules of Edus? One answer is yes, you can. Right? That's the red. And the answer here is that, yeah, according to the Rish Lakish, when he says, I want 10 Edim, we demand 10 Edim. Right? That's just the effective standard now for what counts as Edus. On the other hand, we have the Rambam and Rabbi Yochanan, who says, who say no, right? You can't change the standards of Edus. If you have two Edim, you have two Edim, right? It's sort of undeniable. The only question is, right, whether or not I can be believed to say, oh, there were other Edim, but they disappeared. Yeah, Gabriel.
How is this like case comparable to the case in Gittin? Like, isn't it like how big of a chiddush is it in Gittin to say that you can have more than two witnesses on a case? Like, as opposed to here, where you're saying kusher edim or puzzle.
Oh, okay. So you could just say in Gittin, he wants all of them to sign, and until they do, he's just, you know, he doesn't have das to be magarish, right? It's like a tanan. That says he wants 10 Edim. That's fine. You could say that, right? The problem is if you say that not only does he have is it external to the Edos, but the actual, there is no Edos until all 10 of them sign. For example, making it a Das Shtar Molucha, right? So you could get around it other ways, but part of the problem there is if you already have two Edim, and two Edim work, and the only reason why we have a problem is because you have a T'nai, right, or selective Das, that you only want to have das if all 10 of you can sign. Then if eventually all 10 of them sign, so we fulfilled your das, and these signed as Edim, so they'll pass it, let's say, as Edim Shabbat Mitzvah Shabbat Lakula, but it's a little bit hard to say that it's not a shtar yet, even though it already has two Edim. Right? So you can say, oh, it's not an external, the get is not just puzzle, basically like a Yochanan, just with some more parallels to Edos, or actually technically being Edim, right? But the get isn't a get until you have all these Edim. Hold on one second, sorry. Right? In which case, you're saying, oh, until you have 10 Edim, you don't have any Edos. Which is kind of what it sounds like in the Gemara, right? Then the question is, well, how do you get there, right? How can you say, oh, you need 10 Edim, and otherwise you don't need this at all? You could say that I refuse to give it without 10 Edim, but you can't. It's hard to say that, oh, there's not Edim until you have all 10 of them. But the answer is maybe at least according to the Gemara and Shabbos, right? According to Shabbos and the Malach, according to the Ref, that's exactly what you can say. Right? You could say, anyone else other than these two Edim are not Edim. And you can set that up as a sort of preemptive condition, right? You can relay the rules of Edos in certain cases. If you have control over the situation, you can create a situation in which that's your standard of Edos. Right? You could say, I only want three Edim. Anything less than three Edim is not going to work. Right? If you're in control. So in the case, he's the one writing the game. He can say, okay, well, the Edos for the get, I only want to be 10 Edos. And then that's it. That's the standard of Edos. Right? You can change the standards. You can raise the bar on Edos. And Ramban says, it depends. Right? The Ramban says, you can't change the standards of Edos, right? But what you could is you could override them. Okay? You can give someone super nehmanos. You can give, you can't change what Edos is, right? So you can Edos, no to Edos, right? Now, Ramban says you can't change Edos. You can override it, right? You could, let's say super nehmanos, or slash override. I can say, I trust you, Mr. Lender, to say that I never pay back, even against Edim. Right? Uncle Sam trusts you to override Edim, even though you can't actually pass all the Edim themselves. Now, for the Ramban and the Ramban, right, it doesn't necessarily, we're in a bit of a pickle here, because you can't really change the Edosness, but you, according to the Ramban, you could sort of say your name on a line more. Now, what does that remind me of? Me, particularly. I'm very into this. It's my sheet, though. Like giving like a certain person has like super name on us, right? Or in a certain situation, on things of his own purview, yeah.
Admission.
Right, hold on, spelled in. So I'm thinking like this. Oh, Narman says you can give over like Hodas Baldin powers. Let's put this in brackets, right? You know, you're like giving over Hodas Baldin power. Which can override Edim. And now I'm thinking that maybe this concept is actually what's powering our issue, right? Think maybe it's not a din in Edos, right? Maybe our whole situation here is really about Shtaros. Why can I say it's a din but in Shtaros? What about Shtaros lends itself to this type of manipulation? Right, so our whole, if we think that shtaros are, you know, really there are these phantom, the Edim who are creating the anansad, like the nesivos. You have the shadow Edim walking with you. Or Chaim says it's a cheftashel Edos. So then, I need to explain this, right? If it's either, you know, Chaim or the nesivos, then you kind of stuck here. Right? You need to explain either as a physical chattas edos or as a sort of accompanied by shadow edim, it needs to follow the rules of edos. But if you take the idea the whole daf fall in. Right? That what makes a shtar tick is the fact that it's a manifestation of das mischayev and hodas balbin. Then what can we say? What are the eidim there for? Why do we have eidim by a shtar? If really what makes a shtar work is that it's a manifestation of the das mischayev, which is powered by Odas Balin Kamei and Dami. Right? The Edom are basically backing up the Odas Balin. Right? They object, they give objective manifestation to this Odas Balin. Right? And if the Edom are there to give objective manifestation to the Odas Balin, then maybe, right, he really can decide exactly how that's supposed to work. Right? These Edom aren't just testifying about something arbitrary, right? They're joining with his das and his chayim. So it could be that you can't change the rules of Edom, right? When I'm not saying you can't passel Edom and say, oh, other Edom are passel because I say so, and you have to, you know, you're the borrower, so you have to agree to my terms. Right? It's only that you could give das ba'din powers to somebody else. Now what the Baal is doing here is he's giving over das ba'din powers through these Edom to the shtar. So he could decide, right, that he's going to do that only, right, through these 10 Edom. Right? It's beyond, though, because he's not changing the rules of Edom, he's giving over his Hodas Balbin powers to these Edom. And that's totally in his power. That's totally his own decision, right? And since he's giving over the Hadas Ba'adim to the Edom, right, he can set parameters. Now, in fact, what I would say is that once that's true, I would very much automatically assume that if he says, I want all 10 of you to sign, that they're all going to be because of Edom, because what's the point of the Edom? They're to manifest as Das and Chayv, right? Which is the Hodas Balbin. On the other hand, if I think like, let's say, Rukai went into Sipos, I would assume, I would conceptualize his and construe his demands at all 10 of them as a trap. Because the Shtar itself doesn't need, right, 10 Edom. Why would it? And why would his demands interface with the Edos component of the Shtar? Okay, he wants all 10 of them to sign, but he's not in charge of what makes the shtar tick. Yeah.
Isn't that logic a little bit circular? Because we're saying that the Edom, when the Edom testify about the Hodas Balbin, like they only have, because we know that that's valid edus, therefore it's ki'ilu the Hodas Balbin is coming, and the Hodas Balbin, like, you know, his admission only has power because of like the Edom later on. So like if he can make the rules about what the Edom are, then like he can make, like he could, let's say, make a rule that, you know, only one aid has to present the case. And,
yeah,
and then
you would still need, obviously it would need Edos in order to, if it doesn't have the punch of Edos, then he's not gonna be able to create a shtar because it's not objective yet, right? I can tell you the truth is I'm accepting DNA mamonis, in which case it might be. Because without spontaneous command Edom dummy, even right, to be chavla atzmo by the imamnes without any edim at all. Now he wouldn't need any edim in order to create a shtar, let's say, by the imamnes. Here we need edim because we need to objectify his hodas baldin, because otherwise it's chavla achrini. Right? So they're manifesting his hodas baldin. Now, if it doesn't meet the standards of universal edos as a base level, then it's never going to create a shtar because it's just not, doesn't meet the standards of Edos. Hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess.
Meaning, he has Odas Balbin, right? That's what allows a shtar to exist, even without you know, it acts as eidos, even though, like, we're the actual practical eidim standing here and testifying to us, right? And since we don't need that because we have hodas bal din. Okay, but then how do we have objective proof? How do we have something that works even b'makom shechav l'achrini? And so, oh, because his hodas bal din is backed up by the, you know, by the eidos at the creation of the shtar, right? It sort of gives like a concretization to his hodas bal din that allows it to become the object. But that's only going to work if you have that objective eidos in the beginning. However, right, you need his cooperation. It's his hodas bal din that's being crystallized by these eidim, right? So he can say, oh, well, you know, I'm only, you know, combining my hodas bal din with 10 eidim. And otherwise, there's no hodas bal din, in which case the whole thing won't work. Right? It's not just that you have the shtar and it has eidim and you need the baal to tell them to do it. And otherwise, it doesn't have a tanai, right? It doesn't get the das component. It's that the eidos is interfacing and sort of, you know, crystallizing his hodas bal din. In which case, his ratzon is directly, you know, a part and parcel of what creates the shtar and the eidos. It's not like, oh, there's a shtar and it also needs eidim, you know, and you need the baal and they're separate components. And then the question is, oh, how can he say, oh, I want 10 eidim if, you know, he's just one of the many components that make a shtar? And a real one says, yeah, he can't. He can just make a tanai that forces us to have all of them sign, right? But over here, if we're saying that, no, what makes the shtar have eidos is really the hodas bal din, and the eidim are there to give that objective value and objective standing, then of course the eidim and his das, the das and his chayiv, are actually intimately connected. Right? You can't have one without the other. So then he could say, well, okay, my hodas bal din is only coming if, you know, there are 10 of you. Right? It flows through the eidim. It's not just being rubber stamped by the eidim, or that the eidos is really the eidim and he's just, you know, a necessary rubber stamp in order to create a get. Right? His das and his chayiv is what makes the get a shtar. He needs the eidim in order for that to be an objective shtar. But the two need each other and are intimately linked, in which case you can't have, you could demand, you know, different standards of eidos, because not just because, like, oh, objectively, like, he can mess with the rules of eidos, but he can mess with the rules of hodas bal din, which is kind of what the Ramban says in the case of the Hava. Okay? Any other